Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm an astrologer, women's empowerment coach, and modern mystic living in Los Angeles. My podcast is here to inspire, encourage, and remind you that everything and anything is possible. I love sharing with you the tools that have healed, transformed, and up-leveled my life, everything from astrology to magical money, life purpose tools, mindset shifts, and pragmatic mysticism. Thank you so much for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you in the show. Hi, my angels. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm so honored that you're here. Thank you so much for joining me. All right, I am going to keep this intro very short and sweet. This is a very special episode today. This is called the NB Talk Show, or NB the Talk Show, we named it. And each month I will be going live with you on Zoom with a live studio audience. You guys will bring your questions about a specific topic. So obviously this episode is all about intuitive marketing and online sales and online business. We had so much fun. I had an incredible group of women join me, and we received both questions that came through on Instagram as well as from our live audience. It was so much fun. Our next NB Talk Show will be July 7th, 2021. I will make sure that there's an active RSVP link in the show notes for you guys. The next Q&A, the next NB Talk Show, it's essentially a Q&A, you guys, but we're calling it a talk show. We had to give it a little vibe. But essentially, next month, I'll be talking to you guys all about astrology and mysticism, and also utilizing astrology as a tool for your business. So make sure to RSVP for that and join me on July 7th. We had so much fun, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. And it's just chock full of so much, not only, you know, motivation, because you guys know I'm all about that, but more importantly, what are like actual tools that you can pick up and get started with when it comes to intuitive marketing and, you know, really rocking with your online sales, especially if you're someone who feels like the word sell or sale is a four-letter word, and we talk about that extensively. A couple things, you guys, just before we dive in, I have some very, very exciting live trainings and certifications coming up very, very soon. So I'm not going to take too much time going into them here, but if you know that you would love to be certified and trained by me, whether as an astrologer, a course creator, or an empowerment coach, or perhaps all three, we have a link in the show notes. It's also active on my Instagram via my link tree. Essentially, like, come and train with me. I'm essentially starting it's called NB Certified. So the way that I certify, whether you are a course creator with me, an astrologer, a business owner, an empowerment coach, is all of my methods are rooted in empowerment. They are rooted in love. They are rooted in respect for humanity and where we can go as a collective. And most of all, they are rooted in inner work, integrity, and accountability. So if you know that you would love to make your money and make money not only from anywhere, but in addition to that, make money in a way that feels aligned with your heart, where you don't feel like you have to fragment your life anymore. Like, okay, I'm super spiritual, woo-woo, like all about it over here, but then I show up, you know, to my 9-to-5 or whatever it may be. Or you just know that you're in a business and you want to take it to the next level. I would be honored to train you. I've really hit my stride this last year in coming to understand that, you know, my zone of genius is in teaching. It's where my heart just, oh my God, like it's everything to me. And so I'm very excited to offer you guys these upcoming, you know, higher level certifications and trainings. If any of this calls to you, definitely go and check out the link in the show notes. Or if you're on my website, it's just under the live trainings tab, and jump on those wait lists. We'll have more information and exclusive live Q&As regarding those enrollments, as well as exclusive live masterclasses. So just jump on those wait lists, see which one. The page is super fun. You can literally click like, okay, I want to be an astrologer. I want to be a course creator. I want to be an MB certified empowerment coach. And then once you jump on the wait list, we will be getting more information out to you about what's upcoming, enrollment, times, price, all of the things. So I'm very excited about that. Last thing before we jump in to this incredible episode with my beautiful studio audience. I had so much fun. Is that starting June 28th, I have a live and free money transformation challenge. So if you would like a chance to win $1,000 cash and transform your money reality in a free 5-day training with me, definitely jump into the show notes, RSVP for that. And I'm so excited to see you guys on June 28th. We are going to have such a magnificent community, and it's going to be just an incredible live experience, especially if you're just like 2021, like, you know, maybe you're even in the position where you're like, I know I want to invest in myself. I know that I want to show up and, you know, go to my next level with my work and my life's work and my soul's mission, but my bank account is not reflecting that right now, then perhaps your first step is to come to this live training with me starting on June 28th and get those tools and just come and have fun and see that you can really expand and heal and transform your financial paradigm in a very short amount of time when you're willing to focus on it. So I have quite a lot of calls to action for you guys today. It's summer. This Aries is fucking activated. I'm so grateful. I don't know if any of you guys were with me last week on Instagram, but I was having a very, very hard week. I had this crazy spike in my hormones, and I just felt like a completely different person. I did not feel like myself at all. So love you guys deeply. Thank you as always for being with me. And I will see you in the next, well, I guess I'll see you in a couple minutes, but I'll see you next week. Love you guys so much. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here. As always, welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. This is a very, very special episode today because I am recording live with a gorgeous audience of beautiful, powerful women who've joined me today just to be in the audience, lend their support. And I am going to be answering some really powerful questions all around intuitive marketing and online sales. Now, something I wanted to touch on before I got started, I was just mentioning this to my beautiful audience here, is that so many women in my community, you guys either have businesses or you want to have businesses. I do like a little thing in the chats or in my polls when I get into Zooms. And I always ask like, do you have a business? Do you want to have a business? Or do you work for somebody? You don't want to have a business. You're all good. And 99% of the time, it is always the first two that I mentioned. It's always women who either have businesses that they're building, or they are like, they don't have a business yet. They're ready to leave a job. And they're like, really, they want to build something of their own. So the topic, our topic today is really, really just dear to me. I love to teach on business. Like, as many of you guys know, I'm an astrologer. I consider myself what I like to call a modern mystic, but I am like that Capricorn rising is freaking passionate about business. And I love guiding conscious, you know, I mainly work with women, but conscious beings, conscious humans on building their own revenue streams. And so the reason I'm so passionate about teaching about this is just very simply because, I mean, well, first things first, I hit my head against the proverbial wall for so many years, figuring all this stuff out. And, you know, I got started my first, and if you guys in the chat can let me know, who remembers having a MySpace? Anybody here have a MySpace? So that was my first like online sales portal. I worked with this amazing girl and she like made my MySpace page all cool. I had a jewelry business at the time and she helped me turn into this cool branded like online store. And I
freaking sold jewelry through this MySpace. And then when MySpace went away, I naturally cycled over to Facebook and started the same thing there. So the thing is the reason I bring up those, you know, I don't want to say Facebook's prehistoric, probably they like shut down my ads account for that. Just kidding. But basically, like when I speak about these kind of older platforms, the reason I bring it up is because what amazes me about where we are now is just that I look at, you know, the internet and social media when we're using the tools in an empowering way, I see them as being massive, massive portals of awakening and consciousness shifting. Like, let's just take it there. You know what I mean? And I believe that entrepreneurs, conscious entrepreneurs, and business done in the spirit of service and love can absolutely transform this planet. And so it's amazing the tools we have with Instagram, the ability, what I like to call like sort of the democratizing tools that we have through social media. Like you don't have to have a media ad spend to a major publication or a contact for like an agent or whatever the heck these like old ways of doing business were. The truth is you now, if you have a mission, if you have a dream, if you have something that lights your soul on fire, go ahead and start yourself a brick and mortar, AKA your website, and open up some social media accounts. And I believe that we build trust through content, which I'm going to talk about today. Like regardless of why you guys think you're here because there's something about my content that you like whether it's the podcast or, Instagram, or if you've caught me on YouTube or you've seen my Pinterest, it's like, no matter what, there's something there that created what they say in the marketing world as like a know, like, and trust factor. Like there's something I poured through there that you were like, I see myself in her. So here's the thing. You can do that. And I am personally very like a little obsessed. I have a Pluto in the 10th. I have my Pluto in the 10th house in Scorpio. I'm a bit obsessed with assisting women in building their own revenue streams. I know what it's like to feel financially completely disempowered. Many of you guys know my story. And if you don't, just scoot back like 25 episodes. You'll probably hear me talk about it somewhere on this podcast. But, you know, I, throughout my 20s, as I mentioned, really hitting my head against that proverbial wall. How do I make money on my own? How do I make money in a way that feels aligned with my soul and doesn't feel like I'm, you know, spinning my wheels and doing something that feels out of integrity or out of alignment? And I'm sure you all, maybe you can hear a little bit of me in your story, no matter where you are. And this is something that you desire, like to be able to make money on your own terms, to cultivate time and location freedom, to feel like the work that you do matters. I think no matter what, can I get a sparkles or just like a yes in the chat? Like, do you feel like you want to build something where you're like, my life matters because I'm helping other people realize that their life matters, right? Yes, beautiful. And that's one thing that I love about conscious business is that I see conscious business as like this sacred exchange. Like we literally have this opportunity, like whether, you know, let's say some of you have invested in something in my work, whether it's MWMM or it's a course or NBCC or whatever. Here's what's magical about that. You're investing in my dream. You're investing in my life. You're investing in me getting to experience my life. Thank you. And then in addition, the work that you're purchasing assists you to do the exact same thing. Do you guys get what I mean by that? It's like this sacred exchange. And to me, that is like the crux of conscious business and really the magnificent opportunity we all have right now to bring something of our own forward and help people breathe easier, right? What do we all need more than anything right now? I believe it's human connection. And through all of my work, whether you're here on this, you know, this beautiful talk show today that we put together, or you're in my membership, or you just are with me on Instagram, whatever it may be, I think you can feel that ley line of mission through everything that I do, which is like, I want to connect you back to yourself. And I want to have spaces where we can connect to each other. The reason I bring this up is because your ultimate success when it comes to selling, your ultimate success when it comes to your marketing, your ultimate success when it comes to the structure of your business, it all lies in being mission driven. I used to do everything backwards. I thought, okay, I have to have the structure. And I didn't even know strategy was a thing, but I think that's what I was after. So I was like, I got to have a structure and a strategy and like whatever. And I was always kind of trying to manipulate the external. That's probably a really brave word to use. I don't think it was that, but I wanted everything on the external to improve or to prove to me what was on the internal. Does that make sense? And what I started realizing was that when I shifted the narrative to service, when I shifted the narrative to like not making it about me and whether, you know, you guys would accept me or not, or you guys would like it or not, when I started to make it instead about who am I here to love? Who am I here to serve? How can I give more? Everything started to evolve. So I'm giving you that little piece of like energy and information there, because my prayer is that it doesn't take you as long as it took me. It took me a long time. Like I started my first business at 19, started making like my own money at 19, small amount. It was, you know, I just started my company, but then, you know, I didn't start making great money. I didn't start really being able to support and sustain myself till I was freshly 31 years old. That's only 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago at this point. So it doesn't need to take you, how long is that? 12 years? It doesn't need to take you 12 years. I'm here to help. You know what I mean? Stay focused. Listen, like when you respect someone, when you find something that they're doing that you like and you feel a resonance in your heart and your body, pay attention. And if you ever have an opportunity to ask that person a question, whether it's me or somebody else that you really love or respect or admire, ask the question. Okay. So that's just a little like scoot in there if you guys want to ask me a question today. Okay. So we're going to get started. So our topic for today, again, as I mentioned, is intuitive marketing and online sales. So I'm going to riff a little bit on what both of these things mean to me, and then I'm going to get started with our questions for today. So first and foremost, like, what do I mean by intuitive marketing? So, well, first off, as you guys know, I really like the intuition. Like, I think intuition's powerful. I think it's a huge tool that we ought to utilize in our businesses. Intuition to me is like also what can set us apart. Like, instead of looking around at the external of what everybody else is doing, kind of what I mentioned in my 20s when I was kind of like looking to the external and trying to work and mold the external. No, you work and mold the internal. And the intuition is a faculty, a powerful faculty of an internal relationship. I'm going to say that one more time. Our intuition is a powerful faculty of an internal relationship that we have with ourselves. Okay. I really want that to anchor, because the whole way that I've built everything is really from following and trusting myself, following and trusting my intuition. Like, what's next? Like, what feels like the next move? Not what is everybody else doing, but rather what feels right to me, and what like pieces of wisdom are like kind of being whispered in my ear, so to speak. So intuitive marketing is really about trusting yourself, being yourself, and having that energy and that essence pour through everything that you create. Because inevitably, especially when you're an online entrepreneur, whether you're service-based or you're product-based or whatever, inevitably you have something that is meant to be like burst through you, right? Like, you have something that only you can bring through. I want you to really anchor that in and really believe that and know that. So you have something that you're here to birth through, and therefore no one else can bring it through because they're not you, right? So intuitive marketing, you're always marketing yourself, whether it's a piece of content, an ad, it's your handshake when you meet someone. Like, no matter what, we're always in a state of being like, here I am, here we go, this is what I'm about. like no matter what, inevitably. And if you want to know more about how you do that, check out your ascendant, check out your midheaven and your chart. See how you present you. This may be a conscious or very unconscious thing, but check out and see how do I present myself in situations where I don't know people. You can literally look at your ascendant and your midheaven for both of those things. Especially the way you present yourself in business is going to be your midheaven because it cusps your 10th house. So when it comes to intuitive marketing, it's literally just asking yourself this question. What do I want to do next? What would, and if you want to go deeper, what would love do next? I know that might sound really, really like a kumbaya moment, but you guys, you're here with me. So I feel like we're all on the same like vibey page, right? But truly it's like asking yourself, like, what would love do next? Meaning, what do I love? What do people love? What can I do that brings forth love? No matter what you do. If you guys don't mind in the chat, would you mind sending me through just a word or two that describes your business? Since I know many of you have businesses in here. So if there's like a word that describes your business, throw it in. Or if you're like a coach, if you are, well, I don't have to tell you what you are. You tell me. Jewelry and clothing design, healing. Okay, beautiful. Bring it through. Because I want to make a little point with this. And if you're just listening to the episode, perfect. Like you can play along with us here in your car, whatever you're doing, or on your walk. Just pretend like you're on your Bluetooth. You can answer out loud, but it'll look like you're on the phone. It's fine. Okay, so breathwork, coaching and mentor, astrology and meditation teacher, nutritionist, empowering fashion, so cool, heart-centered social media coach, tapping into creativity, healing coach, and hypnotherapist. Beautiful, guys, sparkles for that. I love it. Okay, so let's think about it this way. Whether you are an astrologer, a nutritionist, an empowering fashion designer, or a heart-centered social media coach, there can be this question that you ask yourself when you're putting yourself out there, when you are marketing your services, when you are selling or sharing. What would love do next? What would the most powerful expression of love, how could it express through this next post or this next, you know, whatever medium you're utilizing to market? How can I love people through this market, this piece of marketing? That might sound cuckoo, but let's get cuckoo. Like, you guys, you're here because you can feel my love, or you wouldn't have spent the time to either, you know, come and be with me for an hour or to tune into this episode. If you're listening to us, it's like, you can feel love. If you felt like shitty energy, I don't think you'd be here, right? Like, no, this is not your incarnation this time around. You're like, no, I feel love here. There's something about it. I'm feeling it, right? I'm going to show up. So think about that. How can I love people through my marketing? How can I share my heart through what I put out there, right? And that might sound vulnerable, and sometimes it is, but it gets easier, right? Two thumbs up for that. It gets easier. I sometimes wish I hadn't damned my like old YouTube videos to like the pits of like, who knows where they are now. They're gone. The Aries in me deleted them. I was like, no one will see these. But here's the thing. Sometimes I wish I hadn't done that, because I wish I could find the first video I ever made for you guys. Like, man, I mean, it'd be embarrassing for me, enlightening for you, and enlightening for me too. But here's the thing. It's like, I just want to show you, and that's a very extreme example because none of you are where I was at that time in my life. But it's like that, like, I like to show it just so you can know that whatever you vision for your next level, whatever you deeply desire for your life, you can fucking do it. Okay. So just please know that. And taking action by being willing to be vulnerable is a really major quantum leap step. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about like online sales and online business. So I'm really into selling in a heart-centered, conscious way. And let me tell you something. Selling, or the word sell, is a four-letter word, and most people look at it that way. But when you are an entrepreneur, when you own a business, when you are a CEO, selling and sharing, as I like to say, is the lifeblood of your business. Like, if you don't have money pouring through your business, whether you are a nutritionist, a healer, a psychologist, a breathwork facilitator, well, at this moment, our medium of exchange is money. So how do we bring forth money? Well, the two things we're talking about today, marketing and sales. Well, I like am kind of, I don't want to say that I'm weird. I mean, I am weird, but it's like, you know, I like to listen to very traditional like pieces of information because I like to see how I can translate it for us gals. Not to say you don't like to listen to that stuff too, but I'm just like, I want to hear it and see how I can work it through my life and then explain it and guide it in a way that really comes home to the heart. Does that make sense, you guys? So like I'll hear something in like a marketing book or marketing podcast and I'll be like, okay, how can I funnel this energy through like the structure of a conscious business, a spiritual business, essentially. And so when it comes to selling, know that when you are selling, you are guiding more people. You are healing more people. You've got more people rocking your freaking empowered fashion vibes. It's like you've got more people tapping into their creativity. Does this make sense? It's like the more that like when you're selling and sharing and putting yourself out there, you are touching more lives inevitably. I'm going to quote my girl, Jessa Glover, really quick. She has an amazing episode here on the podcast a couple of episodes back. And she said, if your bank account is holding back, that's because you are. Like, can we put that on a bumper sticker and like stick it in our bathroom mirrors or something and like mirror work that every day? It's like, literally, if your bank account is holding back from you, where are you holding back from other people? Right? Like, where are you holding back bringing your light? And the, when she said that on the podcast, I was like, wow, okay. You just spoke my 2018. Cause that was the year that everything shifted for me. That was my 31st year. And I just remember being like, wow, my bank account has been holding back because I've been making it about me. I've been making about, do you accept me? Will you like this? Can I do it? Am I confident enough? Instead of, can I help you? I know that I can. Let's go. Here's how. Okay. And we'll talk more about this today. All right. Yeah. And you babes in here, I mean, you're here for a reason. So put your IGs in there. You guys should all connect. We'll have a little podcast reunion every time. Okay, let's get started with some questions. So first question that comes through is, hey, MB, advice on intuitive marketing and how to navigate feeling uninspired. Okay, so I've already given some good little downloads on intuitive marketing, but here's what I would say. I keep saying I'm obsessed because I kind of am. Like I am obsessed with staying inspired. I don't know if that's healthy or not, but like, I am like huge into Pinterest. I only follow people that fucking light me up. I only follow people that enrich my life and enrich my consciousness. I stay informed and I find ways to stay informed. Of course, I always figure if it's really important, I will fucking hear about it and I will do something about it if I can. So here's the thing. You have to practice inspiration because inspiration, I actually talked about this in a class I taught yesterday. Like love is the motor of everything. Like love is a sustainable energy. One of my students said in our class yesterday, love is a sustainable energy. Like love is the motor that keeps you going. Inspiration is rooted in love. Like when you're inspired by something, you guys, don't you love it? Like if you're inspired by something, you're like, I love that. You're not like, oh, I'm so inspired by that. I can't stand it. Like those two things don't go together at all. So staying tuned in to like inspiration and staying tuned in to like what you love about this planet, I believe, as well as people that you love, I believe that that can provide you with so much like gasoline in the tank, so to speak, when you don't feel like showing up. You know what I mean? Like when you're just like, wow, I don't know what to do next. Now, here's another thing with intuitive marketing. Intuitive marketing, I used to think that intuitive marketing, or because I was such an intuitive like really an intuitive led business that I couldn't plan ahead. Nothing is further from the truth. Please learn from my years of idiocy. I'm serious, legit idiocy. You can plan ahead. Planning ahead is important. You can be, you got to practice accessing your intuitive creative faculties at a moment's notice. Like if you're like, hey, I have 2 hours to create content right now. I don't know if you got to do your breath work. I don't know if you got to do some Wim Hof. I don't know if you want to do Kundalini yoga. I don't know if you want to run around your room in 10 circles. Not to say I've done any of this. I totally have. It's like sometimes you have to find a way to access that muse and then call her on command or call it by command. You know what I mean? Because the truth is you will not always be inspired. I sometimes have to create things and I'm not inspired, but I have a team relying on me. I have you beautiful angels that I'm here to serve, and we got to figure something out. So here's something that I think, this is a great question that I think can assist when you're just like, I'm not inspired, but I got to create. So I keep a note. I have a my good old iPhone here. So I keep the notepad, whatever it's called. And I have one that says content ideas, and it's pinned in my notepad or notebook or whatever. And every time I get an idea, because I might get an idea that like slings through in the shower or like when I'm on a run or when I'm like talking to my mom, you know, and I'll just be like, oh my God, this thing's coming through. Or I'm listening to a podcast and I might not have the capacity or the ability to do something about it right at that moment, but I can write it down. And that brings it down from the etheric and into the physical. So track your, like, allow your inspiration to pour through and keep it around. If you're just like, I don't know what to do, like for this next piece of content, or I don't know how I want to approach this upcoming marketing campaign that we have for my one-to-ones, or we have for my clothing line or whatever. And just, you know, leaving yourself, learn from my, you know, mistakes, but it's like, leaving yourself the spaciousness and the time can be really powerful. And then on the flip side of that, you can also just be like, you have to get this done by 6 o'clock tonight and you have an hour. You have 30 minutes. You have 10 minutes. I cannot tell you how many times I have just busted out some like something freaking magical because I was like, I'm sorry, no more freaking, I was going to say something rude. No more like messing around. You know what I mean? I'm like, let's go. Because here's the thing. I just finished a book called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. Has anybody read that or anybody heard of that book? I mean, it's a ridiculous title. God bless. But it's a great book. Lauren, you've read it. Awesome. So it's a great book. I highly recommend it for all of you, especially if you experience resistance in doing what's good for you and doing what's best for you, for your business and your dreams. So it's a great book. Someone from my mastermind actually suggested it to me. And he literally talked about, he's like, hey, so guess why you don't see like tons of successful entrepreneurs? Like, yes, they're out there, they're around. But guess what? You don't see them all the time, or they're not, you know, there's not billions of them yet. Because to sit down and be self-disciplined is one of the hardest of the human skills to really master. I literally wrote the word discipline on my, I have like a little inspiration board over here. If I can show you guys when we're done, I will. I have like my little post-it notes over there. But it's like, I literally write the word discipline. And I'm learning more and more to fall in love with that word, because you might not always feel like it. You might not always be inspired. You might not always want to do that launch. You might not want to always want to sell. You might not always want to sit down and draft your course. You might not always want to blah, 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 whatever, but you got to discipline yourself. Discipline is what makes, it's what allows our greatness to be expressed truly, right? I used to like have a huge issue with that word, but over time, especially being in, you know, a solo entrepreneurship for as long as I have, it is the single thing that is truly, I don't want to say single because that's not true. It's a massive contribution to my success and to my fulfillment is being disciplined. And you guys, like, I know some of you guys are into astrology. I saw it in the chat earlier, but it's like, I have everything in cardinal fire. Like, I'm a cardinal fire and mutable everything. The fixed modality. Those people, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard, Gabby, oh my God, I'm spacing on her name right now. I'm going to blame Mercury retrograde. Gabrielle Hurstick. She was on the podcast earlier this year, second episode, I think. I think we called it sacred self-discipline. This baby girl, she's got freaking 55 planets in a fixed signs. She's on like her probably 900th day of meditation. She does not falter. And she's extremely successful. And she's a very young gal. And I'm just like, that is so magnificent. And look, here's the thing. I was marveling at that when we were talking, because as a cardinal energy, and this is not an excuse, this is just a tool for my own self-awareness. I see my patterns and my fluctuations. Cardinal is like, woo, let's do 6,000 days of meditation while we're like, I don't know, like drinking like a green juice, like with our pinky up. It's like, I make these crazy goals for myself and then tell myself to stick to them for 7,000 years. Do you guys do that? Anybody? Okay. A couple of you here. So here's the thing. What I've come to learn about myself because of my astrology, is literally just like, okay, so something I'm very naturally adept at is getting started and making changes and adaptations. Sticking with things is something that my soul is just really here to explore, because it's just not a natural touch point. And here's the thing. I love you guys. You're like, yes, I feel this. And here's the thing. When we understand the modalities, like whether we're a cardinal sign, a fixed sign, or a mutable sign. What's so powerful about that is I believe that it's kind of has a little bit of a human design moment to it, because it allows us to like relate to our energy in a new way. So it allows you to be like, oh, you know what? I actually don't really feel like doing this right now, but hey, I know that it's good for me and I'm going to sit my ass down and we're going to fucking rock and roll. Cool. So it's like, that's something that like I've had to really work on with myself and really explore as someone with a very high, like cardinal fire count in my chart. Okay. Moving on to the next question. Can you guys tell I get excited? And then it's like, I want to answer one question for 6,000 years. And then it goes into like 17 other pieces of information. I'm totally here for it. Okay. So do you do online digital marketing spends or just through your social media? Okay, so at this moment, I have built everything organically, and that is how I teach. I am at a place where starting this summer, we're actually going to be doing more like ad spends, and very, very specifically. So we have like, and I used to do ad spends for my jewelry, but I had zero idea what I was doing. So we were just like throwing money into the Facebook ad machine for probably no reason. So here's the thing. Now, like approaching marketing, now it's very much like we have an objective in mind. Like, is it to build our email list? Is it to call forth women for this specific course? It's very specific why we do it. And I'm just starting to learn funnels. I have an amazing coach. Shout out to Tay Ray. She is a sacred funnels coach. So she's teaching me the magic and the sacredness of funnels and automations. This was never something I gave a shit about. And now it's just like, I'm obsessed and it's so much fun. So if we have time, I'll definitely talk about that a little bit today. But essentially, I never suggest get started with ads. I just don't. Ads work best when it's almost like you're throwing gasoline on a fire that's already lit. Build, like some may disagree with me with this, but I say build organically, find ways to give and serve. Like it will catch on over time. And then you can throw like fire, like gas in the fire in your own beautiful, like fire pit. You know what I mean? But just beginning, unless you have, you know, if you have the means to like spend a couple thousand on ads every month to build up your page, I say go for it. But I often find that the women who find me, you guys are like, you're mostly me like a couple years ago. So you're usually starting how I started, not at like the 23-year-old version of me, because she wasn't doing great. You guys are doing great. But what I mean is just that, like, I want to talk to you just like that you have a dream, you have a mission, you haven't made money with it yet. Maybe you're still with your job. Maybe you're afraid to sell. It's like, we're still like getting all like the activations going. And like, so let's find ways, like, because when I talk to this year, we have been interviewing and speaking to marketing agencies, Facebook people, like Facebook ads people, whatever. And when I tell them I've built what I've built organically, their jaws fall on the floor. And not like my audience is even, you know, you guys are fucking remarkable. It's not like there's 50 million, there's 50,000. But to me, that's a massive accomplishment because it has all come through me just sharing my heart with you. Like the podcast has just been built by me showing up with you every single week. What else have we been building? The YouTube, same thing. I don't focus as much on YouTube, mainly IG. And I love the, obviously love the pot, but it's like really finding those spaces where I could serve best. Why am I on Instagram? Because I fucking love it. Why am I podcasting? Because I fucking love podcasting. Look, if you love TikTok, go fucking rock your socks off on TikTok, but don't go do something in any of the platforms because everyone tells you to. Go find a platform that you're obsessed with and create for that platform. That to me is very important. And I just was in my mastermind call before we jumped on and they said the same thing. They're like, stop spreading yourself so thin. Focus on one thing that you are obsessed with and fucking rock that shit. You know what I mean? Beep, 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 beep. That's like the, like if we had editors, they'd be beeping all that out. Okay. Let's see here. I refuse to sell via DMs. What other options do you suggest? I hear you, babe. I don't like that either. But here's the thing. This gets down, like as you guys hear me say often, I'm not a human design expert, but here's the thing. I do not cold DM anyone. I've never liked cold selling. I also think maybe that's why it took me a little longer because I just was like refused to do it. But here's the thing. There are ways, especially with the magic of Instagram, that you can ask people what they're into, what they want, what you can help them with. And if you're specific, like let's say you have a specific offering or a specific coaching package or a specific course or a specific group like group program, and you know exactly what it is, pull your audience on that thing. Ask, have you guys been with me on IG the last few days? Remember I asked you about, oh, nice, Anna. Yes, this is your question. So remember I asked you guys recently, what do you most want to learn about courses and passive income? Did you guys see that? I don't know if anybody answered it. Anyways, don't worry. It's fine. You should go comment on something so you're seeing my stuff. Thank you so much, JK. But here's the thing. It's like, I ask you guys those questions because I literally respond to you and build my course. Like, I want to know what you want, what you actually need, not just what I think you need, but what you actually need. And then I build something and I get inspired. So bringing it back to like selling via the DMs. So I have more of a response. I respond. If you're a manifester initiating, actually, if you guys know your human design, throw it in the chat, but, initiating, I know that that is a superpower of manifestors, right? That you are meant to initiate. So here's the thing. If you don't like to sell via DMs, I don't know if you mean cold selling, Anna, maybe you can tell me in the chat. I don't know if you mean cold selling or if you just mean like you don't want to promote something and then talk to people in the DMs. Selling period. Selling period. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I would love, okay, we got Manny Gens, projectors, generators. Okay. We got the whole vibe in here. 3-5 projector. Awesome. I'm still learning like the ropes. So I think I'm a 1-3. Does that sound, make sense? Anyways, I'll ask Mick. He's like a human design connoisseur now. I love it. Okay. So Anna, here's the thing. I want you to reframe your relationship to selling. Selling is how you make a connection. Are you an MWM with me? Didn't I see you the other night? I'm like, you guys, I've been on so many Zooms this week. I'm like, who's been with me where? So Anna, you're there because I sold to you, babe. And how beautiful was our night the other night? Right? Come on. Very. If I hadn't sold to you, you wouldn't be there with me doing this work. Now, here's the thing. Let's reframe the word sold to sharing with. I look at selling as sharing. That's why I love to sell with you guys. I don't even sell to you. I sell with you. I share with you. Because guess what? If it's not for you, you don't want it, or it's not the right time, or you don't have the money, you just won't buy it. That's it. And that's okay with me. But what's amazing is if I didn't say, hey, I have this course creation course coming up. Hey, I have this membership that assists you in working on your money stories and creating fulfillment in your life and in your bank account. Hey, I have blah, 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 this, that, and the other. If I didn't have that propensity of love and that desire to share it with you, we wouldn't be here together, right? I'd be working a job and then get to you guys when I could. Do you guys get what I mean? You shared with me via your profile and your content. Yes. Yes, Anna. You can feel my energy because you guys, this is one of my favorite Gary Vee sayings. He literally says, give, 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 ask. And not take. He always says, give, 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 ask. So you give, you give, you give, and then you ask to receive. And people can either be like, yeah, I'm totally here with you. That's awesome. Right? Or nah, it's not for me. But that's why, you know, something I would be amiss not to mention, and I'll do a whole episode about this very soon, about this, like these four foundations I just carved out. I'm calling it the four for success. And basically it's to really, I wish we had time today, I'd walk you guys through it. But essentially the reason I'm teaching this is because I want you to be at peace with the process of building your business. Everybody wants to get into a business because of the vision they have at foundation four, but nobody wants to build the lower three foundations to get there. It's kind of like you're standing at the bottom of a stairwell. You want to go upstairs to like get a freaking your favorite ice cream or smoothie or something, but there's like none of the steps are there. The step is just like up at 10 feet above you. And you're like, well, how the fuck am I meant to get up these stairs? Well, one step at a time, right? It's the same with business. And so here's the thing. If selling right now, Anna, feels like a big four-letter shitty word, I want you to use the word share. Like I'm here to share. And somebody I want you to tune into is I want you to tune into Dean Graziosi. He has a beautiful, beautiful relationship and an expression of selling. He's like, and he's great at it and he's very charismatic about it. So I would just say like recreate this relationship because we could be missing on so much of your magic, so much of your love because you are like selling is nasty. I'm not doing it. And then we don't get to experience that love. We don't get, you can give it. Absolutely. But you're also building a business and the lifeblood of that business is your revenue. It's your financials, right? Otherwise, as Tori Washington says, you're just like doing a glorified hobby, right? And you can just stay with your job if that's what you want, but I don't think it is. So let's recreate that relationship. And, Anna Banana, there is a great replay in MWMM from last year, all about selling. And I want you to go check it out and then DM me when you're done. And then you can tell me what you think about selling. Okay. I'm glad you're here. And this is your question. That was awesome. Okay. So how to work with a marketing manager while still honoring your intuition. So how to work with a marketing manager while still honoring your intuition. So I know this person very well. This is actually my health coach. I know that she just hired a marketing manager. And so here's the thing. When you are working with an addition to your team, your intuition, here's the way I like to see it. Your intuition is still like the queen or the king or the matriarch of that business. But remember, you also brought someone in because their zone of genius is in that space, right? So if you're bringing in someone to do marketing and you trust them, then let go of the reins a little bit. But stay in touch with your intuition on the moves that they're making or what they're, you know, offering to you to do next or whatever. Like when you feel, and this is again, taking it back to human design, but I know that we all have our responses, right? So like, I think I'm sacral. I think generators and MGs are sacral. So it's just like, what's your response to something? Like, I think that's a way we stay tuned to our intuition, right? Are there any human design experts in here? I think that's that. And that's just the way I would just intuitively state it. But see your reaction. Is it coming from fear or love? Is it like, hey, we could totally give this a go, I'm open to it? Or is it like, whoa, this feels completely out of integrity, left field, no, right? Thanks, Janine. I'm going to check that out. I love Jovian Archive. Cool. Okay, great question. Lisa, I'm feeling a bit stuck with how far to go with giving as a hypnotherapist. Would taking my community with free hypnosis sessions take away from the sales of one-to-one? This is my favorite question in the whole universe. Let's do a dance. Hey, come on. Are you guys going to dance with me? Let's go. This is my favorite question. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. So here's the thing. No, it will not take away from that. If anything, it will add to it. I had a client a couple years ago. She was just running into this glass wall, the ceiling, whatever, all the time. She could not get her businesses off the ground because her mantra was this: but if I give that away, why would anyone buy? And I was like, that's the issue. What is, I'm going to quote Doug Miller here. He has a book called The Story Brand, I think. I think this was him. This was at a business, Tony Robbins Business Mastery thing. He literally said, you sit down on a date with someone and they're like, hey, so nice to meet you. Thanks for meeting me. Hey, do you want to get married? Hey, do you want to go back to my place and, you know, settle? It's like, the fuck? Selling's the same. You build trust. There are rules of engagement, right? Giving and making offerings is how we build trust. If you guys had never seen me before in your life, and I popped up onto your screen one day and said, hey, want to come spend some time with me on your Wednesday afternoon and ask me some marketing questions? You're going to be like, who's this fucking girl? No, I could be like getting a manicure. Like, no, I'm good. Thank you. Like, no, you're here because you trust me. You are here because there's something I brought forward to you on a consistent basis where you're like, I'll go hang out with her, ask her some questions, or just come see her crazy dances or whatever. It's like, there's something that we built some trust and rapport together. So I'm so excited for you, my love, to drop that, because guess what? That is your success. Your success is in giving. Now, your success is not in overgiving. Let's be very clear. Speaking as an empath, Venus and Pisces over here, I've totally been an overgiver in my business for years. It's only something in the last couple of years we really chilled out on. Because I used to think, like, you guys, the magic of being in business for yourself is you get to see all your shit and you get to work on it. Because your shit, what's in the way is the way, right? So whatever goal or dream you have, if you're not making it, there's something to be unlocked and healed and unhinged inside of you. That's great news. You can't fix other people. You can't fix external circumstances, but you can certainly work on yourself. All the power from your Aries mentor is in the self. I really believe that. And that's what I teach on. So here's the thing. If you have, when you unhook this idea that if I give, I'm not going to be successful or they're not going to buy, that's going to open the floodgates. Now, in addition, overgiving to the point where you're exhausted, or overgiving and then, or giving and then not making offers once a month or even once a week, depends on your selling schedule, depends on what you're up to, right? But here's the thing, like, find that line with yourself. What is a way that I can give? You guys, I maintain that another way that I've really had the privilege and honor of growing is from giving. It's from giving. It's from giving my time, and it's from giving just what I love. Like, it all started with astrology. I'm sure many of you, maybe you've been with me for a little bit and you are very privy to my astrology days. So love astrology, obviously, but it's a little bit different relationship to it now. Like, cause I evolve, so my tools evolve. So here's what I would say for that. And I'm so glad that you brought that through, is just cultivate ways to give. You don't have to overgive, but cultivate ways to give and love and build trust, and you will inevitably be successful. Inevitably. You just have to keep showing up. And in a sense, keep giving. Okay, I love that.
What could your life look like if you felt powerful, peaceful, and wealthy with your money? What could your life look like if you trusted yourself with money? What could your life look like if your debt was mitigated and your bank account balance high? My life-changing, bank account transforming, Magical Women and Money membership exists to assist you in cultivating the money reality of your dreams and empowering you with the wisdom and tactical tools to heal and shift your relationship with money forever. Magical Women and Money membership contains life-transforming trainings around everything from healing overspending to making your first six figures, conscious business trainings, releasing debt, managing your money magically, and so much more. I love to teach soulful women how to feel empowered, peaceful, and abundant with their money. What if by the end of 2021, you had transformed your relationship to money, your earning potential, and your inner peace? Join me for a 5-month transformation, along with a powerful community of heart-centered, beautiful women dedicated to their next level of financial peace and empowerment. Join the waitlist in the show notes to be the first to know when we open enrollment. Enrollment only opens at the end of each month for 1 week at a time. The time to transform, heal, and uplevel your money reality is now, my love. I'll see you in Magical Women and Money, the membership.
I get excited and then I answer one question for legit like 12 and a half minutes. And then I'm like, wow, I've done one question. But I always trust that what comes through is meant to come through. Okay. So what's the difference between marketing and selling? So I wouldn't so much say that there's a difference. What do you guys think? Like, I don't really think there's a big difference between marketing and selling. I think that selling can be more like, hey, I've got this thing. Let's go. Like, hey, my one-to-one's open for my hypnotherapy. I have 3 spaces available. That's selling, but you're also marketing, right? But then your marketing can also be like, here is this beautiful hypnotherapy download. Here is this XYZ, like through your content. There you go. So I don't so much that I see them as anything majorly different. I more so see the ways that they are like buddies and they like contribute to each other. Selling, I think, is a little bit more blatant because you have to specifically say, as they say in marketing, CTA, call to action, click the link in the bio or swipe up or shoot me a DM, Anna. Shoot me a DM. Let's chat. You know what I mean? It's like, that could be more of that, like that actual blatant selling, right? Or sharing. But marketing can be done through anything and everything. Okay. This is a cool question. Okay. I see like a multi question here. Okay. Oh man, this is a cool question, but I don't see the start of it. It says something about how it differs. Okay, I see what she means here. How it differs for projectors versus generators and manigens. I love her. She thinks I know about human design. I don't know shit. Girl, I have no clue. Let's find out together. Here's what I'd say. Just kidding. Like, but mostly I'm serious. It's like, I know that projectors, you're meant to wait for the invitation. Generators, what do? We respond. And then like manigens are like, I don't even know. I love this question, but I'm going to have Erin Claire Jones or Stephanie Vorpahl. I'm going to have a human design queen on here, and they will tell you, they will answer this question for you, because I know I've actually mentioned this. That's actually really funny. I know I've talked about this a little bit about the unique ways to approach. But I don't want to speak on them specifically because I'm truly not super versed. And okay, Janine, I love you. We got Janine coming in hot, or Jenny, I read your name wrong. Jenny. So generators respond, manigens respond, reflectors wait to see. And then reflectors, the big decisions have to be the moon cycle. So powerful. And then projectors wait for the invitation. Okay. That is so cool. So the way that I would, okay. So you guys, should I just give this a crack? And then someone who listened to the podcast, who's like a human design expert, can like DM me and be like, here's where you were wrong. And then we'll have them on the podcast. Okay. Just kidding. But let's see if we can do this. So if we're going to look at the unique human design, is it called types, Jenny? Like types? Is that the types? Authority? I don't know. Types. Okay, cool. I'm learning human design as we go. This is such an Aries moment. I'm like, here, teach it to me, and then I'll teach it back to you in like 6 seconds. So basically, exploring the unique types, let's see perhaps how they relate to selling and marketing, because to be honest, this is something that I think about, especially as I'm teaching. So, okay, Jenny says there are 4 types and there are 4 strategies and 4 authorities. Okay, great. Cool. I will totally research that more when we're done today. So let's say with generators that you are meant to respond. So, and I'm a manigen. So here's the way that I do this, you guys, with my selling and marketing. I already told you. I don't know if you guys noticed this. I poll and ask questions all the time. Like, look what I'm doing right now. Like, I can riff off things, but I am so much more powerful when I know there's a need for something. Like, I created the course creation course from responding to listening to a podcast. I got an inspiration, was like, holy shit, wrote it in my ideas notebook. So I was like, I'd love to do that. I got that sacral response, right? Like, oh my God, that lights me up. Let's go. So that's how I respond with selling and marketing is I do not initiate. I don't get into DMs. Like when I initiate things, like not so much with selling, but I've had stuff with other opportunities in my business where I like stepped forward and was like, let's go, let's do this. Those things always fell through somehow, like really interesting. And that's what got me super fascinated by human design, which I only had a word for like, you know, a year ago or something. I was like, wow, like there's something really to this. So with reflectors, let's just from what Jenny's told me here with like selling and marketing, wait to see and like need the full moon cycle. So here's the thing, something I have found with reflectors, and Jenny, I'd actually love to know what your sign is again, if you can tell me, because something I have found is most reflectors that I have met, they're like Libras very often, like that's actually they're Venus ruled. Like the two reflectors I know, one is a Libra, one is a Taurus. They're ruled by Venus. And Venus has this quality of just like slow sensuousness, right? Just like sit back and receive. And so what I wonder with a reflector when it comes to selling and marketing is probably similar to what I would say to a projector. And I actually coach a lot of projectors in business, is I would say it's really about the magnetism, right? It's like about you taking the initiative, not so much with other people, but with yourself, right? It's like you literally being like, okay, I sound like an Aries talking about being a projector or reflector, but I think what I wonder is just like, could you like build it and they will come kind of thing? Jenny, what do you think about this? See, Jenny, she's a freaking Taurus. She's an ascendant in Taurus. She's a Mercury in Taurus. What is with the only reflectors I know, you guys have the Venus thing in common. Oh my God, stop. I'm geeking out. She is like all the earth, all the earth. You and I should sit down and like have a smoothie because I have all the fire. You have all the earth. We can serve each other. And then projector, she says, yes, to be in the right place with the right people. All the projectors I know are so rise. Catherine, me too. Mick, my fiance, he is a projector. This man, oh my God. I saw a YouTube video. It said, hey, you guys, he said, hey, Manny Jens, you guys think you're the authority on everything. Did you know projectors are actually ruling your life? And I was like, shut up. That's literally Mick. Like, I think I'm like running the show. And he's just like, girl, I got it. Like, that's that, like, cause he has this like this magnetism and this mastery that like, I frankly don't always have like the patience to do. So it's just like so, so powerful. Oh my gosh, you guys, the chat is blowing up with all of our human design. Yes. Projectors are the teachers, but they have to wait to be recognized. Yes. Why is that? That frustrates me on their behalf. Okay. You guys, I see some new faces are coming in. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to go a little bit over four. We're going to like stick around for a bit. We're having a great time. If you're able to turn on your camera, I'd love to see you. Don't worry. You won't be shown in the video or, you know, anything like that. It'll just be on my face, but I'd love to see you. Awesome. Yeah, that was great. Jenny, I hope I did that some justification. I love that this question came through. I will definitely have to have Erin on or my MBCC graduate, Steph. She just did a human design reading for me recently. Let me get a hold of both of them and see if either they'd be willing to be on the show together or I'll do two separate interviews. They're actually both Taurians and they are like brilliant, brilliant, brilliant human design. My go-to for human design. Okay. So do you batch produce your content with marketing in mind or create content on a theme based on what you're currently launching or prepping to launch? Okay. That's actually a really cool question. So I would say I actually do both. I personally am not hugely, hugely, hugely into like batching content, but again, keeping with that word D for discipline, I now like discipline myself to sit down and batch my fucking content because it is so much less stress for me, my team, and everybody else. And I'm getting things out to you guys consistently, right? Do you guys notice that? I'm pretty consistent with you. Quite consistent. I don't even want to say pretty. That's just me dumbing it down. Like, no, I'm very consistent with you. And that's because I plan. So here's the thing. Batching content is great. Some, I feel like some personalities may be more open to it than others or more like kind of expert at it than others. Or more drawn to it. But I, as all the cardinal fire that I am, I will say that as I've started to really batch my content, it has just been such a game changer on so many levels. Now, continuing this question, for me, it's actually not an or, it's an and. So yes, I batch my content and I create and prepare content based on what I'm launching or what I'm getting ready to launch. Right? We can do both. I'd say my typical content is really just flows through inspiration. I use feed preview on my phone to like lay it out. And then I also use Content Cal, which is a great, great software. I think it's an Australian company and that's where we lay everything out and we work in there like as a team. And it's a lot of fun. So, I mean, depends what you think of as a good time, but I think that's a great, I'm super into that. So it really creates a lot of organization and it really helps me plan ahead, especially. So here's, I'm just going to give you guys a little behind the scenes here. Consider this, like you make, this is what I guide my clients on, like my high level business clients is like you build out your calendar, right? So you literally look into the next 3 to 6 months and you decide, what am I offering? What am I selling each of these months? What am I giving each of these months? Okay. So you actually, again, make a plan. All right. So there's that. Then how exciting. Then you can actually look ahead and see what you got to create. Is there specific content to create or is it just an opportunity for you to like get ahead of the ball? And you guys, I want you to start to like practice better habits than I did when I started. Yes, let's hydrate. You know what I mean? Like I tell, again, I mentioned this at the beginning, but it's like, I share things with you because like, I want you to like go way, not so much that it's about speed, but like, you don't have to do guesswork because like I and many other beings, and you obviously have your own intuition, your own magic, but like, there's so much access to information and wisdom. Information's a dime a dozen. Wisdom, as Eckhart Tolle says, wisdom is information touched through experience, right? So there's a lot of information on Instagram, and there's a lot of wisdom there too. Like when you find the people that you fucking vibe with, right? And so here's what's amazing. Like, you don't have to, I said this a couple times, but like, you don't have to like be hit your head against that proverbial wall. Listen, get mentored, take courses, whatever it may be, with people that you resonate with, and it will shave years off your time. You know what I mean? So the reason I share the things that I do is because I want you guys, like, I want you to set healthy habits now. Like, I set a lot of very like crappy habits. And then especially when everything started to get busy and I started to like we started hitting crazy numbers and then like lots of people and like a lot of success, then I had to backtrack and like honestly de-shed all these like stupid habits that I had. Overworking, checking my Instagram all fucking day and night, like all this other silly shit, not exercising in the morning, like things like this. Find things like, I'll just backtrack those really quickly. First and foremost, first thing in the morning, don't get on your phone and don't start running your business from bed. I used to do that. Not a good idea. Takes over your brain, totally seizes your dopamine system. It's seriously unhealthy. Like, I know Instagram's listening to me right now. It's like, it's really unhealthy. It's really unhealthy what it does. You know what I mean? So you have to take control and really make decisions first thing in the morning of how you're going to relate to the world around you. It's only going to make you more successful in your business and your impact. Another thing is exercise first thing in the morning. Do some form of movement. Like you guys, if you're with me on the stories today, I was like getting all wild on my stories. Like, that those are the things I do to shift my mind and to take control of my energy and my power and my light. It's like, I find ways to relate to myself like first thing in the morning. Okay. Just a couple notes. All right. Do you have any tips for finding the right voice? I feel like my marketing posts fall into that 90s you're missing out voice. Oh my God. That's great. So I love that, babe. That's a great question. Just practice. I'm taking Marie Forleo's copy cure right now. I'm making my whole team take it because we all could use a little copy curing around here. But here's the thing. First off, speaking in your voice, I believe this. And then it's also something that I've learned from doing this course as well that I've really liked. Speaking in your voice is the magic. So you'll get out of the 90s you're missing out voice, because that's definitely not you, babe. That's not you at all, right? So it's like I think that owning your voice, it can take a little practice. And then in addition to that, like, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you an exercise. Literally write down, if the 90s missing out voice were a person, what would that avatar be? And just give it a vibe, okay? If your voice were you, what characteristics does it have? What avatar does it take? Obviously, it's the avatar of you, but what's the energy of it, right? And then literally, Daria Pliskulis, like literally explore that. Be like, okay, if that was the 90s missing out voice, like, and give it a name. Like, is it Daryl? It's like, oh shit, Daryl just wrote this email. It's got to be me writing this email. You know what I mean? Daryl, like, either accept my coaching for like how to have more, you know, human sales copy or just like, you're going to get fired. You know what I mean? And like you take over. So you can find the pluses because there may be things about the 90s, you're the 90s missy. I don't even know what that means, but I'm so in love with it. Like it's so great. But I think I get what you mean is just very much just like, you're speaking in a voice that isn't yours. And you're speaking maybe in like this salesman vernacular that you're just like, wait, I don't want to sell like that. Is that, am I getting you, babe? Yeah. So what I would say with this is just like, what does your voice, how do you speak on a day-to-day basis? Actually something that Marie talks about in the course, like how do you speak on a day-to-day basis and just like find ways, like you guys can tell I sell and share and market with you in me. Like there's no 90s, like dude over here doing it. It's like, it's just me. Right. So explore those ways. Yeah. And I love that question, Jenny. That's beautiful. Like explore the things you love and be like, how can I share this in a way that like someone else can feel my love? Like I'm communicating what it is that I love. And don't be afraid to be like a little gushy. You guys know what I mean? I think sometimes we all get a little nervous to be like excited or zealous or, hey Siri, what does zealous mean? Having or showing zeal. Like that doesn't answer my question. I just want to make sure I'm using the word correctly. But literally, like, okay, let's just think of it this way. Like, why do we all feel vulnerable to like have people see that we love something? You know what I mean? Like, why do we have a problem like with people seeing that we're passionate? It's something we can explore, right? Like, why, like, what if I sound gushy or in love or passionate or excited about what I'm offering or selling? Like, duh, you should be. If you're not, nobody else will be. That's for sure. If you're marketing yourself or your magic and you're not all on board, you guys, why do you think I teach inner work first? That's the first pillar. That's the first foundation of four for success. Yes, yes, yes. Because if you're not there with yourself, who's going to be there with you? Unless somebody sees you like on the street and is like, hey, like I see something in there. That's very rare. It's rare that we have. And guess what? For someone to see something in you, they have to first know something in themselves, like in integrity, obviously, because the way I just described it sounds really creepy and weird. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when people come into our lives and they're just like, I totally see you. You're fucking amazing. But the reason they can see you is because they can see themselves. That's like, this is a random example, but if any of us have stuff with our families or our parents, like I just had a moment the other day, like where I was like, wait, why am I expecting like this person to validate me when they don't know, they don't even validate themselves. Why would they be able to validate my journey? Right. But we all do that unconsciously. So very often. So let's like pour that, let's just set that aside and practice self. Oh my God. What's the word? Just like self, like being excited, like for ourselves, get in front of that mirror and see yourself and be like, you are the best fucking thing since sliced bread. And I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so proud of you. And thanks for getting us through that like hard week last week. Just like, what if you made that peace with yourself? Guess what? All of your shit, it would be easy to sell. It will be easy to put yourself out there. Believe me. It's easy for me to do that now. I have my moments, of course. It's like 98% easy for me now. I've also been doing it for a little bit. But here's the thing. It didn't used to be. That's why I wish I could find you that YouTube video. I'll see if I can find it. Maybe it's somewhere in the recesses of the internet. But like it can take some practice, but the rocket fuel on that mission is mirror work. Okay, like get in front of that mirror and find ways to connect to yourself. Great question. Thank you for bringing that forward, babe. Okay, we'll do a couple more. We'll go for like maybe another 10 minutes and then we'll boogie. This has been so fucking fun. Our first NB Q&A talk show. It's been awesome. Okay. How do you hone in on speaking to the specific audience that you're serving? Okay. So it's a great, great question. That's a great question, Jenny. I'll answer that next. So how do you hone in on speaking to the specific audience that you are serving? So number one, this is another thing I learned from the copy course. You guys should go take it. But basically, and this is something, again, I'd heard before. I actually learned it from an old coach as well. Don't think about speaking to 100 people or 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people. Focus on one person. Like, it would be so much less intimidating for me to think about, hey, Catherine, what's your life about? What, how can I serve you? What's going on? What happened? What's going on in your business right now? What's your biggest question, like with your life or your work or your money? And then Catherine tell me, and I speak back to her, then me standing in an amphitheater of 100,000 people or 50,000 people and asking everybody at once, hey, how can I serve you? And then all those answers coming back at once. You guys get what I mean? I just want to like outline that a little bit or exemplify that. But here's the thing. Think about speaking to one person as if you're having a conversation with them. And it's actually better to address one person. So something we started to change in our email marketing is we are just like, hey, babe, blah, 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 blah. Like I'm writing you a love note on my Instagram. Yes, I'm speaking to whoever sees the post with the algorithm, but what am I really doing? I'm just writing you a note, Court, you a note, Lisa, you a note, Anna, you a note, Lauren, you a note, Jenny, you a note, Rach, you a note, Tracy. It's just for you. And so me, and here's the irony too. It's actually just me talking to me. Like the things I write, the things I share, they're the things I've learned through me. And then I express them. So there's kind of two parts to this question or answer. But first off, focus on one instead of a bajillion. And also, I think the more we own our own light, our own heart, our own experiences, the easier it is to express ourselves in a clear way. And I wouldn't say it's so much, this is just my personal opinion, doesn't mean that this is right, but I wouldn't say it's so much about thinking about like finding a specific audience. I think just be yourself, right? Like, I don't mean for that to sound like a nuanced answer, but I speak that from experience. It's just like, I never went out to, you guys, I was never like, it has to be this, 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 and this. I was just like, this is me. This is what I love. This is what's helped me. Let's see if what comes through. Let's see, not what, let's see who comes through. That's really it. Cause that's also the magic, like, of trusting the process with God, whatever word you prefer, the universe, co-creating. Cause you are co-creating, you guys. This is not just you. This is not just me. I just interviewed a woman this morning. I'm going to talk about it on my stories in a bit, named Isabel Von Fala. Her last name is French and I mispronounced it 6 times in the interview, but incredible woman. She's an angel healer. And she did work with me this morning and she was just like, she's like, you're not doing this alone. You're not alone. And like somewhere in me, I know that. I especially know it more after this morning. But prior, the old me didn't feel like a true resonance with that on a daily basis at a deep level, right? Yeah, Trace, it's beautiful. So it's like, remember, and I send you this from my beautiful healing this morning. Like, you are, this is not just you. It's not just about you. It's also what the universe, what God is desiring to experience through you. So don't rely solely on your ego, your left brain, to get you where you want to go. That's why, like, I love talking about sales and marketing and all the things, because yeah, we can go left brain, but notice how I always end up talking about the right brain, the soul, the flow. Like, there's so much more to it than just a strategy. There's so much more to it than just a step-by-step or a specific tool or program or whatever. Okay, I think this will be my last question. And I feel like I saw this question up here, and then it's also ironically the, yes, that's so funny. Last question on here, and then the last question in the talk show is, how do you plan out your launches? And then the question here is, where do you begin with planning out a launch? She said, you're incredible at rolling them out. And I received that compliment. Thank you so much. Because it's become like a bit of a well-oiled machine. And obviously that's because of Instagram and my mailing list. So here's the thing. I went on a little rant about this yesterday for a second. But at the end of the day, like, Instagram is not the only way. There's lots of other ways to do things. But also at this time, it's a remarkable tool. So while we have it forever, how long it's here, ride that baby till the wheels fall off, okay? Because it is great. And I am very grateful to you guys who are all here, because did we talk about this on the podcast? I don't think we did. I think we sent an email about it and then it was on Instagram. So again, like, nurturing my two spaces, my two like major marketing tools, IG and our email list, is likely how you found out about coming to this today. So here's the thing. When I plan out a launch, I'll repeat this again. But basically, I like to plan out 3 to 6 months in advance. And I poll you guys to see what you need help with, what you're excited about, what your goals are. And I allow that to inspire what we do next, as well as what I intuitively feel called to do. So there has to be a synergy between those things. Because notice, I don't always just go like, hey, whatever, send me whatever. I have very specific questions to see if we're on the same page, or if something I'm sensing and intuiting you're even into. Sometimes it's a no, and sometimes it's a fuck yes. That's exactly what I've been looking for. So when it comes to planning out a launch, let me think about this. I did such a great Clubhouse about this like a while ago, and I wish I'd recorded it. Maybe I'll have to do another episode and I'll just talk about my launches. Let's see where I begin, because it's a little bit, I don't want to go too down the rabbit hole since we're getting to the edge of our time. But basically, when I plan out a launch, I obviously first sort out the branding. So I think about, what's the energy, like, what's the essence of this like offering? Okay. So like, what's the imagery? What's the coloring? What's the font? I give it a whole essence. Like, it's a deva. It's an energy. It's an entity that wants to pour through. So that's like the first place. Is I like, and as you guys know, I'm very visual. So I'm like very into make, I love to make things beautiful. That's important to me. That's a big thing. Like, I love it. So first I like to pour out, what's the visual? Obviously, where will this course live? You know, so I have like a place to send you guys to check out, whether it's on a Squarespace product or it's a Kajabi thing or whatever. And then as far as actually planning the actual launch, I give myself a window of time to pre-offer it to you, or like to pre, like, okay, here, I'll give you guys an example. So right now I am in the creation and pre-launch of the course creation 101 course. So redundant. I don't know how I'm going to talk about it, but it's like essentially going to be like a masterclass, a master course around everything course creation related, so that you guys can just easily create your own courses, plug and play your idea, move through this system, create, sell, do the thing with your course. Okay. Because course creation, between course creation and one-to-ones, that is how I've scaled my business. And I'm fucking passionate as all Hades about both. I love them both, or all heaven, whatever. I love them both. It's like really lights me up. Gets my sacral going, I guess. So essentially, I give myself a window of time to actually sell it, and then a window of time to actually pre-sale, so to speak. But in the pre-sale, or pre-launch is really the term, but like in the pre-launch, that's just where I'm talking to you about, hey, what are you looking for? Hey, I got this thing. Hey, jump on the wait list. Hey, what do you want? Blah, blah, blah. I'm doing that right now. So if you're with me on Instagram, you're going to see me do that all month long. And we're building a wait list for this. And then you'll hear me talk about it on the podcast, kind of like right now. Right? So you'll find little ways where I like pre-game it with you and just get it into your consciousness, invite you to the wait list. And then for that week of time, here's what I personally do. I have content set up, but I also let myself get creative. Like, I'm like, how does this energy want to come through? Does it want to have an Instagram live? Does it want to go on Clubhouse? Does it want to make a podcast interview episode? Does it, what posts want to come through? It's like, I just find, and obviously, as I said, my two marketing mediums at this moment are my email list and my Instagram. And so I just nurture those spaces, and that's where I do my launches. Now, first things first, just to wrap it up, I do the branding, give it an energy. I decide where it's going to go, set up the checkout page, pre, like exactly what we're doing right now with the course creation course. Like, what do you guys want? Here's the wait list. Here's the energy of it. You guys will see more of this soon. But then in June, we'll have a certain amount of time where it's open. I'll likely do a masterclass of some kind or something where I'm sharing more tools, whether you decide to take the course with me or not, all groovy. If you want to just come and get some amazing free content and it inspires you for a course, that's perfect too. But that is that exchange, right? We've been talking about this whole time. So I'd say that's really it, just to sum it up in a really simple way. And then, is anyone here in CBBS? I feel like some of you guys are. Lauren, you were in JC last year. Anywho, but in CBBS, I do teach like my full launching strategy. So if you guys ever want to cruise in there with me, I might open it up again at the end of the year. It's the Conscious Babe Business School. So if you guys have any questions about it, shoot me a DM. I'll voice note you. JK, I love you so much. But it's true. You guys, be on fire about what you're offering so you can do things like that. Like, I have no qualms about how many times today have I plugged, marketed, or made little offers, because I fucking love what I do. And I know that it's life-changing. And not because I'm so great, because the work is so powerful, right? Have that kind of energy and conviction and love for what it is that you have to offer. Love it so much that you can't fucking help but tell everybody about it. Okay. So that's the perfect way to end on our intuitive marketing and online sales and business for today. This is so awesome. I just want to thank you guys so much for joining me, and just thank you for everyone who tuned in to the episode to be here with us. Thank you, Jenny, for your fucking epic human design wisdom. You kind of saved my ass on that question. I'm really appreciating it. I appreciate it. And thank you guys so much for being here. I love you deeply. I'm always honored when I get to see you. Love you so much. And I look forward to seeing you again. We'll have another one of these next month, and I hope to see you on it. Okay, love you guys. If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference.
and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life, please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.